everybody. This is your cousin Brucey. Whoa! Our summer romances are in full bloom, and everybody but everybody's in love. So, cousins, here's a great song from the Four Seasons.
That was the summer of 1963, when everybody called me baby, and it didn't occur to me to mind.
They don't cry.
That was before President Kennedy was shot, before the Beatles came, when I couldn't wait to join the Peace Corps, and I thought I'd never find a guy as great as my dad. That was the summer we went to Kellerman's.
All you Sandy Koufaxes, get out there. Complimentary dance lessons in the gazebo. In the ballroom,
oh my
starting
God.
In 10 minutes.
Look at that. Well, I should have brought those coral shoes.
Simon says
you said I was thinking too much.
Well, sweetheart, you brought 10 pairs.
But the coral shoes match that dress.
This is not a tragedy. A tragedy is three men trapped in a mine or police dogs used in Birmingham.
Monks burning themselves in protest.
Butt out, baby.
Okay, we got horseshoes on the south floor in 15 minutes. We've got Splish Bash, the water class down by the lake. We have the still life art class. We got volleyball and croquet. For you older folks, we got sex.
Doc!
Max!
Well, Doc, after all these years, I finally got you up on my mountain.
So how's the blood pressure, Max?
I want you girls to know if it were not for this man, I'd be standing here dead. Billy, get the bags.
Right away, Doc, right away.
I kept the best cabin for you and your beautiful girls.
Over here. Hey, thanks a lot. You want a job here?
There's a merengue class in the gazebo in the next few minutes. The greatest teacher used to be a Rockette.
It's his first real vacation in 6 years, Max. Take it easy.
3 weeks here, it'll feel like a year.
One, two, three, four. Stop those grapes and stop some more. One, two, three, four. Let's enter the music. One, two, three, four. Dry your caboose and shake it loose. One, two, three, four. Stop those grapes. Woo! Now come on, men. Follow me into a round robin. Ladies, the inner circle.
Mom, Dad, I'm going up to the main house to look around.
There are two kinds of help here. You waiters are all college guys. And I went to Harvard and Yale to hire you. And why did I do that? Why? I shouldn't have to remind you. This is a family place. That means you keep your fingers out of the water, your hair out of the soup, and show the goddamn daughters a good time. All the daughters. Even the dogs.
Schlep them out to the terrace. Show them the stars. Romance them any way you want.
Got that, guys?
The thing to do... Hey, hold it! Hold it.
Well, if it isn't the entertainment staff.
Listen, wise ass, you got your own rules. Dance with the daughters. Teach them the mambo, the cha-cha. Anything they pay for. But that's it. That's where it ends. No funny business, no conversations, and keep your hands off!
It's the same in all these places. Some ass in the woods, maybe, but no conversation.
Watch it, Rodriguez.
So you think you can keep that straight, Johnny? What you can, can't lay your hands on?
You just put your pickle on everybody's plate, college boy, and leave the hard stuff to me.
Whoa.
Well,
sit down, sit down.
Thank you, Max.
Ah. This is Dr. and Mrs. Hausman, baby, Lisa. This is your waiter, Robbie Gould. Yale Medical School.
Uh-huh.
Robbie, these people are my special guests. Give them anything they want. Enjoy.
Thanks, Max.
Oh, look at all this leftover food. Are there still starving children in Europe?
Try Southeast Asia, Ma.
All right.
Robbie, baby wants to send her leftover pot roast to Southeast Asia. So anything we don't finish, you wrap up. Max, our baby's going to change the world.
And what are you going to do, Missy?
Oh, Lisa's going to decorate it.
I think she already does.
Doc, I want you to meet someone. My grandson, Neil. Goes to the Cornell School of Hotel Management.
Oh, baby's starting Mount Holyoke in the fall.
Oh, great.
You going to major in English?
No, economics of underdeveloped countries. I'm going into the Peace Corps.
After the final show, I'm going to Mississippi with a couple of the busboys, freedom riding. Guests happy. They shouldn't be showing off with each other. That's not going to sell lessons.
Kids having fun?
Yeah. Actually, I've got to excuse myself. I'm in charge of the games tonight. Say, would you like to help me get things started?
Sure she would.
This'll only hurt for a minute. You've got Blue Cross, right? Is that good for you?
And for being such a good sport, here you go! You know, I finally met a girl exactly like my mother. Dresses like her, acts like her. So I brought her home. My father doesn't like her. Go figure.
How'd you get here?
I was taking a walk.
Go back.
Let me help you.
No.
What's up there?
No guests allowed. House rules. Look, why don't you go back to the playhouse? I saw you dancing with a little boss man. Can you keep a secret? Your parents would kill you. Max would kill me.
He got me the job here.
They look great together.
Yeah. You'd think they were a couple, wouldn't you?
Aren't they?
Nah, not since we were kids.
I carried a watermelon.
Look at these hands, they're golden hands.
I thought he had a club run.
You got drunk? My God, it's Cleopatra. I feel like such an ass.
She looks 10 years younger.
At 10:15, by the pool, we have calisthenics. Then on the west porch, we have a symposium by Rabbi Morris Sherman on the psychology of insult comedians.
So I say, ask not what your waiter can do for you, but what you can do for your waiter. Now, if tips keep up, I'll have enough for my Alfa Romeo.
That's my favorite car.
Ladies, you look very lovely.
Baby, would you cover for me tonight? Tell Mommy and Daddy I went to lie down. Where are you going? To the golf course. There's a pretty view from the first tee. So you're really a rocket. I think you're a wonderful dancer.
Yeah, well, my mother kicked me out when I was 16. I've been dancing ever since. It's the only thing I ever wanted to do anyway.
I envy you.
Look.
dancing back?
I'm waiting for a waltz.
Ah.
Hi, Max. Aren't my dance lessons starting to pay off?
You look great, Vivian. Terrific.
It's Vivian Pressman, one of the bungalow bunnies. That's what we call the women who stay here all week long. The husbands only come up on weekends. Mo Pressman's a big card player. He'll join our game. Mo coming up on Friday?
Friday.
He's away a lot. I know. It's a hardship.
Where's Penny? Everybody's been asking for her.
What do you mean, where's Penny? She's taking a break. She needs a break.
As long as it's not an all-night break.
Come on, Dom. Let's take a walk.
I love to watch your hair blowing in the breeze.
Maybe my parents are looking for me.
Baby, don't worry. If they think you're with me, they'll be the happiest parents at Kellerman's. I have to say it. I'm known as the catch of the county.
I'm sure you are.
But last week, I took a girl away from Jamie, the lifeguard.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to her, right in front of me, "What does he have that I don't have?" And she said, "Two hotels."
Robbie, I don't hear an apology.
Go back to Mommy and Daddy and keep listening, Lisa. Maybe you'll hear one in your dreams.
I'm sorry I had to see that, baby. Sometimes in this world, you see things you don't want to see. You hungry? Come on.
So, baby, what do you want? You can have anything you want.
Brownie, some milk, leftover rice pudding, beets, leftover cabbage roll, fruit salad, sweet gherkins.
Oh, Neil, look, I'm sorry. I better go check on Lisa.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is she here?
I brought her in case Neil comes back.
Penny just doesn't think.
She wouldn't do anything stupid, would she?
What's wrong? What's the matter with her?
She's knocked up, baby.
Billy.
What's he gonna do about it?
What's he gonna do about it? Oh, it's mine, right? Right away you think it's mine.
But I thought the...
Anything happened to you?
We gotta go. Just hold on. Just hold on. Good girl. Good girl.
What do you think you're doing? You're in trouble? You talk to me. I'll take care of it. You should have come to me in the first place.
Get it, Johnny. I'm not taking what's left of your salary.
Penny, that's my business.
And besides, it wouldn't be enough.
Oh,
Oh, God, it's hopeless.
Don't say that. There's got to be a way to work it out. Baby? Is that your name? Well, you know what, baby? You don't know shit about my problems.
I told her.
Jesus, Billy, now she's gonna run and tell her little management boyfriend and we all get fired. Why not skywrite a Penny got knocked up by Robbie the Creep?
Robbie?
Look,
wait. No, baby. One of the counselors knows a doctor, a real MD, just traveling to New Paltz for one day next week. We can get him an appointment, but it costs $250.
But if it's Robbie, there's no problem. I know he has the money. I'm sure if you tell him...
He knows. Go back to your playpen, baby.
Just where do you get off telling me what's right?
But you can't just leave her.
I didn't blow a summer hauling toasted bagels just to bail out some little chick who probably balled every guy in the place. A little precision, please, baby. Some people count. Some people don't. Read it. I think it's a book you'll enjoy, but make sure you return it. I have notes in the margin.
You make me sick. Stay away from me. Stay away from my sister, or I'll have you fired.
Doing wrong?
You're lining it up a little wrong, Marge.
Daddy.
You know, if your mother ever leaves me, it'll be for Arnold Palmer.
Daddy, someone's in trouble.
Besides your mother? Now, you're overcorrecting, Marge.
And you always told me if someone was in trouble, I should try to help. Could you lend me $250?
Are you all right, baby? Are you in some kind of trouble?
No, no, it's not me. Could you lend it to me?
It's a lot of money, baby. What's it for?
Baby, stand up straight.
I can't tell you. It's hard for me to say that to you, but I can't.
We always said you could tell me anything.
I can't tell you this.
It's not illegal, is it?
No, Daddy.
That was a stupid thing to ask. Forgive me. I'll have it for you before dinner.
Is everything all right?
Fine.
Thanks.
Yeah, it takes a real saint to ask Daddy.
Thanks, baby, but I can't use it.
What? What's the matter with you? You should take the money.
I can only get her an appointment for Thursday. They do their act at the Sheldrake on Thursday night. If they cancel, they lose this season's salary, next year's gig.
What's the Sheldrake?
It's another hotel where they do their mambo act.
Can't someone
else fill in?
No, Miss Fix-It, somebody else can't fill in. Maria has to work all day. She can't learn the routines. And Jenna has to fill in for Penny. Everybody works here. What, do you want to do it? Want to take time out from Simon Says? It's not a bad idea. It was a joke, Billy.
She can't move.
No, it's the dumbest idea I ever heard of.
I can't even do the merengue. See? Johnny, you're a strong partner. You can lead anybody.
But you heard her. She can't even do the merengue.
Yeah, she can't do it. She cannot do it.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry.
You don't step on the one. You gotta start on the two. Find the two. You understand?
Told you I never did any of these dances before.
Now it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now the music starts. You don't dance till the two. Got it?
Yes.
Nice. Nice. Breathe. Friend? Nope. Again?
Ow.
I found.
2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Don't lean back. Lifting up. 2, 3, 4. Shoulders down. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Again, a concentrate. And... heel down. Don't put your heel down.
I
just
didn't.
Stay on the toe. Just listen to me. The steps aren't enough. Feel the music. The one. It's not the mambo. It's a feeling. A heartbeat. Gugong. 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 Don't try so hard. Gugong. Gugong. Close your eyes. Breathe. Head up. Lock your frame. Lock. Look, spaghetti arms. This is my dance space. This is your dance space. I don't go into yours, you don't go into mine. You gotta hold the frame. Again. Frame.
turn, turn, down, and lift. You learn that later. And come on. Down, twist, and bow. Oh, are you trying to kill me? You gotta concentrate. Is that your idea of fun?
Oh, yes, as a matter of fact, it is. We're supposed to do the show in 2 days. You won't show me lifts. I'm not sure it turns. I'm doing all this to save your ass. What I really want to do is drop you on it.
Well, let's get out of here.
It's overload.
Shit. Lock the keys in the car. Now, the most important thing to remember in lifts is balance. I got it now.
So where'd you learn to be a dancer?
Well, this guy came into this luncheonette one day and, you know, we were all sitting around doing nothing. And he said that Arthur Murray was given a test for instructors. So, if you passed, they teach you all these different kinds of dances, show you how to break them down, how to teach them, you know?
What? No.
No, no, go with that. Right here. And.
If you'll be my girl.
Go up. Go over. Ooh. Good job. Now, you will hurt me if you don't trust me, all right? Now go. 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 Good. Now we're going to go up, all right? You know, the best place to practice lifts is in the water.
Just bend your knees.
And go. Good. Now hold the position. Hold it. Good. Don't break. Don't break.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it again.
Okay.
All right. One, two, three.
Oh, sorry.
Good. No, 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 no. It's not
too bad.
One more time?
Okay. Over my head, go.
I can't believe it's tonight. Sheldrake's 20 minutes away. You're changing the car.
Mrs. Schumacher.
Hey, Mrs. Schumacher, wait. We'll help you.
Such junk. Such junk. Benny Bernstein's dancing school at UB. That's where I went. George Burns was a teacher.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'll just keep my shoulders down, my head up, my frame locked, stay on my toes. What if I forget the steps?
Pull up, watch your frame, and remember, let him lead you.
I'm afraid I'm going to forget to spike, get dizzy, and fall on my face. No, don't look at my feet. Keep my head up, my eyes open, tension in my arms, my frame locked, stay pulled up. Thanks, baby.
Look, I just want you to know that I don't sleep around. Whatever Robbie might have told you. And I thought that he loved me. I thought it was something special. Anyway, I just wanted you to know that.
So how does it look?
I'm so scared, babe.
Don't worry. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Bingo! 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 That's right. It's Thursday night at Kellerman's. That's bingo night.
Hey, how about a dance later?
Could be.
Who knows?
Lisa, you just gotta do something for me.
I don't just gotta do anything.
Just tell Mommy and Daddy I've got a terrible headache and I'm in bed and check on me once, okay?
The Sheldrake Hotel is proud to present Johnny Castle and partner in Mambo Magic. Relax.
Yo quiero saber de todo un poco. Quiero tener de todo un poco. Yo quiero gozar. Quiero cantar de todo un poco. Yo quiero probar de todo un poco. Quiero lograr
Crossbody Lead
de todo un poco. Yo quiero vivir. Yo quiero reír y quiero sentir. Pero de todo un poco. De todo un poco. De todo un poco, de todo un poco, de todo un poco, de todo un poco.
Wrong way. Lift. Come on. Keep going, keep going.
sky. Look at those stars. What a show. Here are the drifters.
You did good. You worked hard.
I saw that old couple from Kellerman's and I thought that was it.
Oh, me too. Me too. All you have to do is... You know, but by the second turn, you really had it.
Yeah, but I didn't do the lift.
You did real good.
You didn't call an ambulance?
She said the hospital would call the police. She made me promise. He didn't use no ether, nothing.
I thought you said he was at real MD.
The guy had a dirty knife and a folding table. I could hear her screaming in the hallway, and I swear to God, Johnny, I tried to get in. I tried.
It's all right. Johnny's here.
Is it Lisa?
Excuse me. Everybody clear out, please.
Okay.
Yes, I know that hurts. We're going to take care of that.
Who's responsible for this girl?
I am. Please, is she...
Thanks a lot.
Dr. Hausman, I don't know how to thank you to tell you to... Was that what my money paid for?
Daddy, I'm sorry. I never meant to lie to you.
You're not the person I thought you were, baby. I'm not sure who you are. But I don't want you to have anything to do with those people again.
But can I just explain?
Nothing. You're to have nothing to do with any of them ever again. I won't tell your mother about this. Right now I'm going to bed. And take that stuff off your face before your mother sees you.
Is everything all right, Jake?
It's all right, Marge. Go back to sleep. It's not a great room. You probably got a great room.
No, it's a great room. No, leave it on. I'm sorry about the way my father treated you.
Oh, your father was great. He was great. The way he took care of Penny.
Yes, but I mean the way he was with you. It's really me it has to do with. Johnny, I came here because my father...
No, the way he saved her. I mean, I could never do anything like that. That was something that... I mean, the reason people treat me like I'm nothing is because I'm nothing.
That's not true. You're everything.
You don't understand the way it is. I mean, for somebody like me, last month I'm eating juju bees to keep alive. This month, women are stuffing diamonds in my pockets. I'm balancing on shit, and as quick as that, I could be down there again.
No, it's not the way it is. It doesn't have to be that way.
I've never known anybody like you. You look at the world and you think you can make it better. Somebody's lost, you find them. Somebody's bleeding and
yeah,
you...
Yeah, go get my daddy. That's really brave, like you said.
That took a lot of guts to go to him. I mean, you are not scared of anything. I don't
know... Me? I'm scared of everything. I'm scared of what I saw. I'm scared of what I did, of who I am. And most of all, I'm scared of walking out of this room and never feeling the rest of my whole life the way I feel when I'm with you. Dance with me.
We're here.
Auditions for the annual Kellerman's end-of-the-season talent show beginning in the Playhouse. So, everyone going to be in the show?
No, we're leaving tomorrow. Missed the weekend traffic.
But, Jake, we're paid up till Sunday.
Daddy, you missed the show?
I said we're leaving tomorrow.
But, Daddy, I was going to sing in the show.
It's the big event. People bring their own arrangements. You don't want to miss it. Oh, baby, I need you for props.
Jake, why would you want to leave early?
It was just an idea. We can stay if you want to. So, Lisa, what were you planning to sing?
I Feel Pretty. Or What Do the Simple Folk Do? Or I Feel Pretty? What do you think, Daddy?
Oh, those Mets, what a team. Finally broke their 22-game losing streak. They're still in last place, cousins. Come on, Mets, let's do it.
You look much better.
You just missed your father. He's such a wonderful man.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
Oh, you couldn't have. It's okay.
Hey.
Johnny.
So, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Dr. Houseman says I'm going to be fine. I can still have children.
Oh, Penny, that's great. That's really great.
So, how'd it go last night?
Good.
Fine. I didn't do the lift, but it was good. Well, I guess I'm gonna go. Bye.
See ya. So, he says you're gonna be fine,
Johnny,
right?
Johnny, what are you doing?
Don't worry about Max. I'll tell him your grandmother died or something.
How many times do you tell me never get mixed up with him?
I know what I'm doing, Penny.
You listen to me. You gotta stop it now.
Look, I gotta run. I got a lesson with the Kramers in 3 minutes, and they'll kill each other if I'm not there.
I'll show you if you gotta go.
See you.
It's rainy day game time. Pin a tail on the guest, win 10 boxes of Kleenex, or a billy goat. Sing around the piano or your favorite.
I'm so sick of this rain. Remind me not to take my honeymoon at Niagara Falls.
So, you go to Acapulco. It'll be fine.
Where is my beige iridescent lipstick? I know I put it in this drawer.
Baby, where are you going in this weather?
They're having charades in the West Lobby.
Oh,
quite the little joiner, aren't we?
You've had many women.
What?
Have you had many women?
Baby, come on.
Tell me, I want to know.
No, no. Look, you gotta understand what it's like, baby. You come from the streets and suddenly you're up here and these women, they are throwing themselves at you and they smell so good. And they really take care of themselves. I mean, I never knew women could be like that, you know? And they're so rich, so goddamn rich, you think they must know about everything. And they're slipping the room keys in my hands 2 and 3 times a day, different women. And so here I think I'm scoring big, right? And for a while you think, hey, they wouldn't be doing this
They didn't care about me, right?
That's all right. I understand. You were just using them, that's all.
No. No, that's not it.
That's the thing, baby. See, it wasn't like that.
They were using me.
What's your real name, baby?
Frances. You're the first woman in the cabinet.
Frances, that's a real grown-up name.
I've decided to go all the way with Robbie.
Listen, no, not with someone like him.
Do you think if we came back here for our 10th anniversary, it would be free?
It's just wrong this way. It should be with someone that you sort of love.
Oh, come on. You don't care about me. You wouldn't care if I humped the entire army, as long as they're on the right side of the Ho Chi Minh Trail. What you care about is that you're not Daddy's girl anymore. He listens when I talk now. You hate that.
Cha-cha-cha. My frame. Where's my pleasing arc? Spaghetti arms. Would you give me some tension, please? You're invading my dance space. This is my dance space. That's yours. Let's cha-cha. Don't look down. Look right here.
Silvio.
Yes, Mickey.
How you call your lover boy?
Come here, lover boy.
And if he doesn't answer?
Oh, lover boy.
And if he still doesn't answer?
I simply say, baby. Oh, baby. My sweet baby. You're
taking dance lessons? I could teach a kid. Johnny, my grandfather put me in charge of the final show. I want to talk to you about the last dance. I'd like to shake things up a bit. You know, move with the times. Yeah.
I got a lot of ideas. I've been working with the staff kids on this, like, cross between this Cuban rhythm and the soul dance. Like, goes...
Whoa, boy. It's way over your head here. Now, I thought you always do the mambo. Huh? And why not dance this year's final dance to the pachanga?
Right.
Well, you're free to do the same tired numbers last year if you want, but next year we'll find another dance person who'll be only too happy.
Sure, Neil. No problem. We'll end the season with the pachanga. Great idea.
Sometimes it's hard to talk to, but the ladies seem to like him. See that he gives you the full half hour you're paying him for, kid.
That little wimp, he would know a new idea if it hit him in the pachanga. He wanted some new ideas. I could have told him some new ideas.
Well, why did would you let him talk to you that way?
What do you mean? Fight the boss man?
Yeah, tell him your ideas. He's a person like everyone else. I'm sure.
Look, I know these people, baby. They are rich and they're mean. They won't listen to me.
Well, then why not fight harder? Make them listen.
Because I need this goddamn job lined up for next summer. My dad calls me today. He says, with good news, you know, he says Uncle Paul can finally get you into union.
Oh, what union?
The house painters and plasterers, local number 179, at your service.
I've been thinking a lot about the dominoes here again. Now, when Vietnam falls, is China next?
I don't think they saw us.
Fight harder, huh? I don't see you fighting so hard, baby. I don't see you running up to Daddy telling him I'm your guy.
I will. With my father, it's complicated. I will tell him.
I don't believe you, baby. I don't think that you ever had any intention of telling him. Ever.
Hey, well, it looks like I picked the wrong sister. That's okay, baby. I went slumming too.
You're not worth it.
You're not worth it.
Cards all weekend, and I got an all-night game tonight. Why don't you give my wife some extra dance lessons?
I'm sorry, Mr. Pressman, but I'm booked up the whole weekend, you know, with the show and everything, so I won't have time for anything else, and I don't think it'd be fair to take the money.
And you can whack all you want to
And you can walk all you want, and you can walk while I walk away.
I've decided tonight's a night with Robbie. He doesn't even know yet.
Oh, hey, Lisa.
You feel when you see a patient and, well, you think he's all right. Then you look at the x-rays and it's nothing like you thought.
What happened, Max?
It's exactly what it's like when you find out one of your staff's a thief.
Mo Pressman's wallet was stolen when he was playing Pinochle last night. It was in his jacket hanging on the back of his chair. He had it at 1:30, and when he checked again at 4:15, it was missing.
Vivian thinks she remembers this dance kid, Johnny, walking by. So we ask him, do you have an alibi for last night? He says he was alone in his room reading.
There are no books in Johnny's room.
Look, there's been a mistake. I know Johnny didn't do it.
There have been similar thefts at the Sheldrake, and it's happened here before. 3 other wallets.
Well, I know he didn't do it.
Stay out of it, baby.
Wait, don't put those tables together. Come on.
Daddy, I need your help. I know Johnny didn't take Mo's wallet. I know.
Oh, how do you know?
I can't tell you. Just please trust me, Daddy.
I'm sorry, baby. I can't.
This Danish is pure protein.
Mr. Kellerman, look. Maybe Johnny didn't do it. Anyone could have taken it. Maybe it was, it could have been that little old couple, the Schumachers. I saw her with a couple of wallets.
Sylvia and Sydney?
Baby, you don't go around accusing innocent people.
Yeah, but I saw them. I even saw them at the Sheldrake. Didn't you say something was stolen at the Sheldrake?
I got an eyewitness, and the kid has no alibi. Come on, Neil. You'll learn what it's like to fire an employee.
No, Mr. Kellerman, wait a minute. I know Johnny didn't take the wallet. I know he didn't take it because he was in his room all night. And the reason I know is because I was with him.
I told you I was telling the truth, Daddy.
I'm sorry I lied to you. But you lied too. You told me everyone was alike and deserved a fair break. But you meant everyone who was like you. You told me you wanted me to change the world, make it better. But you meant by becoming a lawyer or an economist and marrying someone from Harvard. I'm not proud of myself. But I'm in this family too, and you can't keep giving me the silent treatment. There are a lot of things about me that aren't what you thought. But if you love me, you have to love all the things about me. And I love you. I'm sorry I let you down. I'm so sorry, Daddy. But you let me down too.
I have been looking for you all over. They found the Schumachers. They fingerprinted the water glasses and found out they were wanted in Arizona and Florida, and they made a fortune here this summer.
So then it's all right. I knew it would work out. I knew they'd have to apologize.
I'm out, baby.
They fired you anyway because of me.
And if I leave quietly, I'll get my summer bonus.
So I did it for nothing. I hurt my family. You lost your job anyway. I did it for nothing.
No, not for nothing, baby. Nobody has ever done anything like that for me before.
You were right, Johnny. You can't win no matter what you do.
You listen to me. I don't want to hear that from you. You can.
I used to think so.
Dr. Houseman, could I, look, I'm going anyway, and I know what you must be thinking.
You don't know anything about me. Anything at all.
I know you want baby to be like you. You know, the kind of person that does things to make other people look up to them. Well, Dr. Houseman, baby is like that. I mean, if you could just see...
Don't you tell me what to see. I see someone in front of me who got his partner in trouble and sent her off to some butcher while he moved on to an innocent young girl like my daughter.
Yeah, I guess that's what you would see.
Being here without you even one day.
No, I just think you have more time for horseshoes and croquette. Maybe they'll saw you in seven pieces now.
Guess we surprised everybody.
I guess we did. She leads me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun. I'll never be sorry.
Neither will I.
I'll see you. Can't look in her eyes. She's not my dream. Just a fool to believe I am everything she needs. She's like the wind. I look Situation. Because we've all gotten into messes like these.
What?
I thought Baby told you. Look, I'm not sure. I mean, Penny said so, but you know with girls like that, they're liable to pin it on any guy around.
Hey, Lansman, who's that to the day?
Frig missed. You and me, Tito, we've seen it all, huh? Baba and Zeta serving the first pasteurized milk to the borders. Through the war years when we didn't have any meat, through the depression when we didn't have anything.
Lots of changes, though, Max. Lots of changes.
It's not the changes so much this time, Tito. It's that it all seems to be ending. You think kids want to come with their parents to take foxtrot lessons? Trips to Europe, that's what the kids want. 22 countries in 3 days. Feels like it's all slipping away.
But the heart needs a vacation where no cares are seen.
So let's join in just one last chorus. Visitors, staff, and guests. What we've shared won't be forgotten. Old friends are the best.
Join hands and hearts and voices, voices, hearts and hands. At Kellerman's, the friendships last long as the mountains stand. Join hands and hearts and voices, voices, hearts and hands. At Kellerman's, the friendships last long.
Nobody puts Baby in a corner.
Stomach's fine, crazy. But the heart needs a vacation where no cares are seen. Join hands and hearts and voices, voices, hearts and hands.
At Kellerman's, no.
Sorry about the disruption, folks. But I always do the last dance of the season. This year, somebody told me not to. So
So I'm going to do my kind of dancing with a great partner, who's not only a terrific dancer, but somebody who's taught me that there are people willing to stand up for other people no matter what it costs them. Somebody who's taught me about the kind of person I want to be. Miss Frances Hauser.
Sit down, Jake.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
Saw the writing on the walls as we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise the secret me. So we take each other's hand, but we seem to understand the urgency.
I think she gets it from me.
Just remember,
you're the one thing
I can't get enough of.
So I'll tell you something.
This could be love.
Stuff.
know you weren't the one who got Penny in trouble.
Yeah.
When I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. Looks wonderful out there.
This has been Cousins. 63 will go down in history as the best summer for me. Hope you do. And girls, please remember that you promised to respect him in the morning.
Teasing and loving and squeezing all night.